There's a big shakeup in U.S. soccer today. The head coach of the women's team is out after a disappointing and early exit this month from the Women's World Cup. Vlatko Andonovski has led the squad since 2019, but he has struggled to get the world's top-ranked team back to the dominance it had enjoyed for years. Joining us now to talk about what happened and why is NPR's Ayana Archie. Hi, Ayana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So let me ask you, when Vlatko Andonovski took over this program 4 years ago, there were high hopes, right? Like, how did we get to today with him leaving?
Yes. So in 2019, he took over for Coach Jill Ellis, who had just led the U.S. women's national team to its second consecutive Women's World Cup title. He was a popular and well-liked coach at the Pro League here, the NWSL. Many of the stars of the 2019 tournament were still on the team. People like Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Becky Sauerbrunn, Rose Lavelle, Julie Ertz, and so forth. Mm-hmm. The U.S. has dominated on the world stage and been ranked number one for years. But Andonovski actually didn't have any international coaching experience, and that began to show, certainly during the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. The U.S. managed only to win a bronze medal despite being heavily favored to win another Olympic gold.
Okay, so remind us what happened at the Women's World Cup that ultimately did lead to his exit.
Again, the U.S. has been ranked number one for years. They've been a fixture on the global stage and at the Women's World Cup, having either won the tournament or played for the title every 4 years. But coming into this tournament, the U.S. just wasn't the same team. The Americans had lost several key players to injuries, including their captain and defensive star Becky Sauerbrunn. Mallory Swanson, who had begun to sparkle early this year, scoring goal after goal, was hurt and could not travel to the tournament. And it's clear that around the world, there's more parity in the women's game. Other countries are putting more emphasis into their women's programs, focusing on player development and, crucially, putting more money into it.
But I know that coming into the tournament, there was some grumbling already, right?
Yes, there was certainly concern. Of the 23 players that Andonovski brought to the Women's World Cup, 14 of them were making their debuts. The team just didn't have a chance to gel. They didn't play as many matches in the lead-up, nor was there as much pre-tournament training as in previous years. Some of the players, like Alex Morgan and Julie Ertz, were asked to play in slightly different ways. In the opening game against Vietnam, the U.S. won 3-0. That result was widely seen as disappointing. 4 years ago, they defeated Thailand 13-0 in that opener. In their next game, the U.S. tied Netherlands 1-1 and didn't score against Portugal. And of course, in the round of 16 knockout game against Sweden, the U.S. also didn't score. So you've got an offensive juggernaut that only managed a total of 4 goals in 4 games. Andonovski was criticized for not using enough substitutes and clinging to game strategies and not adapting during the tournament.
Okay, well then, who is going to lead the U.S. women's national team now?
Well, for now, it's Twyla Kilgore, who is taking over as interim head coach. Okay. She was one of Andonovski's assistants, but this is just a temporary posting. She'll guide the team during a pair of friendly matches next month. The U.S. is a premier team, and the coaching position is a dream job. Among the names already being mentioned are current England coach Serena Wiegman. She has England in the finals this year and led the Netherlands to the finals 4 years ago against the U.S. Tony Gustafsson is another name mentioned. He coached Australia into the semifinals of the Women's World Cup. And finally, Laura Harvey, who interviewed for the job in 2019. She's a 3-time coach of the year in the NWSL and has won multiple championships with Arsenal in England.
That is NPR's Ayana Archie. Thank you so much, Ayana.
No problem.